All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Well, folks, it is the month of September, which means that football is back on the brain, and the National Football League is set to embark on another phenomenal season as the road to Super Bowl 50 in Santa Clara, California at Levi's Stadium this February is set to begin. Now, week one has begun already. I picked the Patriots to defeat the Pittsburgh Steelers this past Thursday night, and that is exactly what has happened. And, you know, with the rest of the games that are on tap for Sunday, as with the two Monday night games this week, it is oh so important to get off on that right foot in the National Football League. Again, only 16 games in the regular season, so it magnifies the importance of every single game. And with that, here are my picks for week number one in the National Football League. Now, I'm going to start off with an age-old rivalry in the NFC North as the Green Bay Packers will travel to take on the Chicago Bears. Now, for the Bears, they have a new head coach in John Fox, and he's looking to get things going defensively for the Chicago Bears, and they have really fallen by the wayside. And once you factor in a lackluster Bears offense going up against Aaron Rodgers, a Green Bay Packers quarterback, who also happens to be the reigning NFL MVP, it means a big problem. This Packers defense will look to feast off of the turnover-prone Bears quarterback, Jay Cutler, and I think those two things will be the difference in this one, as I will take Green Bay on the road by the score of 31-20. The Houston Texans will host the Kansas City Chiefs. Both of these teams finished 2014 with a record of 9-7, and both of them barely missed out on the playoffs last year as well, and they are hopeful to get things turned around and get to the postseason in 2015. Now, for the Kansas City Chiefs under head coach Andy Reid, it is simple. Give the football to running back Jamaal Charles and get out of his way. But this Houston Texans defense is as tough as they come. J.J. Watt, Vince Wilfork, Brian Cushing, just to name a few of the savvy players that the Texans have on that side of the football. I think that will be too much for Kansas City, and I'm going to take the Texans at home in this one by the score of 23-17. The New York Jets will host the Cleveland Browns tomorrow afternoon at MetLife Stadium in East Rutherford. It begins the Todd Bowles era as the head coach of the New York Jets, and he's looking to get things turned around for gangrene. He will rely heavily on his defense. You look at this secondary led by cornerback Darrell Revis, who can shut down any wide receiver in the game of football right now. The Jets will rely on that defense to try to, you know, get this Cleveland Browns offense to make some mistakes. And I think that will be the difference in this game. It will be a tight one, and it will be a sloppy one on both sides from both teams. But I'm going to take the Jets at home in this one by the score of 20-13. The Buffalo Bills begin a new era when they host the Indianapolis Colts tomorrow afternoon. And for the Bills, it starts the Rex Ryan era in Western New York as their new head coach. But Buffalo, they have plenty of questions at quarterback. They have a ferocious defense, but will that defense be up to the task of stopping one of the best quarterbacks in the National Football League and Andrew Luck? I don't think so. I'm going to take Indianapolis on the road in this one by the score of 30-20. In the nation's capital, the Washington Redskins will host the Miami Dolphins, and it has been a tumultuous offseason at best for the Redskins as their head coach Jay Gruden has decided to go with Kirk Cousins as the Redskins starting quarterback for 2015. Now, on the flip side, the Miami Dolphins just recently gave quarterback Ryan Tannehill an extension, and Joe Philbin is confident that his guy in Tannehill can get the Dolphins to the postseason. Not to mention, there have been some changes on Miami's defense, led by Ndamukong Suh at defensive tackle on that D-line, and they are hopeful that his presence will open things up for defensive ends Olivier Vernon and Cameron Wake. Thus, I'm going to take Miami on the road in this one by the score of 30-17. The Carolina Panthers will take on the Jacksonville Jaguars, and once upon a time, this was viewed as the expansion bowl, as both of these teams came into the league together back in 1995. Carolina is fresh off of a trip to the NFC's divisional playoff last year, and they are hopeful to make a deeper run in 2015, while the Jacksonville Jaguars are just looking to become relevant in the AFC South. I look for this Panthers defense, led by linebacker Luke Kuechly, to put a ton of pressure on Jacksonville Jaguars quarterback Blake Bortles and coax him into making some mistakes in order to give the football back to their quarterback Cam Newton and this potent rushing attack for Carolina. I think the running game for Carolina, along with their defense, will be the difference in this game. Thus, I'm going to take the Panthers on the road by the score of 34-20. Now, the defending NFC champion Seattle Seahawks will travel to St. Louis in the Edward Jones Dome to take on the Rams. Now, if you remember last year, the Rams defeated the Seahawks in St. Louis, and this has been a bloodbath in the past few years, as there is simply no love lost between both of these teams. The Rams have one of the most physical teams in the National Football League, and they always make it tough on their opponents. Now for the Seahawks, they're still going to go with their age-old running game, led by running back Marshawn Lynch. Defensively, things will be a little bit different for the Seahawks, being that safety Cam Chancellor is not on the team as he is holding out for a new contract. Not the way that the Seahawks want to get the year started, but I'm going to take St. Louis at home by the score of 23-20. Now, the New Orleans Saints will travel to the desert to take on the Arizona Cardinals, and these are not the Saints that people have been accustomed to seeing, because this team looks a lot different. It's basically Drew Brees at quarterback and 52 other guys, whereas the Arizona Cardinals, they made the playoffs last year, and they are hopeful to not only make the playoffs but win the NFC West in 2015. How do they do that? They have a healthy Carson Palmer back at quarterback, and he's going to look to get things started for this Cardinals offense. I'm going to take Arizona at home in a tight one. They always find a way to win these games at home, and I'm going to take them over New Orleans by the score of 27-24. Now, out in the 619 of San Diego, California, it's the San Diego Chargers that will host the Detroit Lions, and this could be one of the last home openers for the San Diego Chargers, as there is a big possibility that this team could be calling Los Angeles home very soon. But in the interim for the Chargers, they still have a potent offense with Phillip Rivers at quarterback and wide receivers Malcolm Floyd and Keenan Allen. This Lions defense will have their hands full with rookie running back Melvin Gordon, but at the same time, the Chargers defense will also have their hands full with rookie running back Amir Abdullah for the Detroit Lions. You want to see how the Lions defense is able to respond after losing Ndamukong Suh in free agency? This is going to be a back and forth affair between these two teams, but I'm going to take San Diego at home by the score of 30-27. Now, this is going to be a battle that will compare these two quarterbacks for the next 10 years as the Tennessee Titans travel to Raymond James Stadium in Tampa to take on the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Of course, Jameis Winston was the first overall pick of the 2015 NFL draft by the Bucs, while Marcus Mariota was the second overall pick of this year's draft by the Tennessee Titans. Both of these guys come into the NFL as Heisman Trophy winners, and they are each hopeful to get their franchises turned around. But Jameis has a better team around him in year number one, and I think that's going to be the difference in this game. I'm going to take the Bucs at home by the score of 28-20. Now, out in the Bay Area, the Oakland Raiders host the Cincinnati Bengals, and it marks the first game for Jack Del Rio as the head coach of the Raiders. And there's one thing about Del Rio: he preaches toughness. He preaches solid and smart football, so he has his work cut out for him as far as changing the culture there in Oakland. And Oakland might not win a lot of games this year in 2015, but they're still going to be a tough out. On the flip side for Cincinnati, this is one of those classic trap games for them, because the Bengals have a history of playing down to their opponent, and you want to see if these guys are going to be up for the challenge in this one. It's going to be a tight one, but I'm going to take the Bengals on the road by the score of 24-16. The Baltimore Ravens will travel to the Mile High City of Denver, Colorado to take on the Denver Broncos. Now, both of these teams were playoff teams last year. Both of them have Super Bowl aspirations in 2015, and this game can go a long way in those dreams for each team. I look at a battle of the quarterbacks here: Joe Flacco for Baltimore and, of course, Peyton Manning for the Broncos. Both of these teams have high-octane offenses. It's just going to come down to which defense is able to make enough plays. And I'm going to take Denver at home by the score of 31-27. Now, on Sunday Night Football, down in Arlington, Texas, it's the Dallas Cowboys that will host the New York Giants. And there's one thing about the NFL lately. They've been shoving the Cowboys and Giants down our throat to begin the season over the last 5 years or so. And this is going to be another chapter to this book that these two teams are writing right here. Now, I look at the Giants, and first of all, no JPP at defensive end. Of course, he had the fireworks incident over the summer. He reported to the Giants this week, but the Giants have not deemed him fit to go out there and play. Also, no John Beason at middle linebacker in this game for the Giants. And whenever Beason isn't on the field, this Giants defense is totally different. Offensively, Victor Cruz is still working his way back from injury from last season, and he's not going to be available as well. So this Giants offense will really come down to Eli Manning and what he's able to do. Now, the Cowboys running game is going to look a lot different, being that DeMarco Murray is no longer their running back, as he is now a member of the Philadelphia Eagles. But they still have Tony Romo at quarterback, Jason Witten at tight end, and Dez Bryant at wide receiver. I think this game is close for three quarters, but I see the Cowboys pulling away in the fourth, and they win this one by the score of 31-17. Now, on Monday Night Football, of course, it's a doubleheader, and we're going to get started down in the Georgia Dome in Atlanta, where the Falcons will host the Philadelphia Eagles. Dan Quinn begins his era as the new head coach of the Atlanta Falcons, and first and foremost, he has to get this defense righted down there because the offense has everything in place for the Falcons to contend for the NFC Championship. I expect to see plenty of offense from both of these teams. I look for Matt Ryan, the Falcons quarterback, to hook up with Roddy White and Julio Jones, his wide receivers, early and often. And on the flip side, the Philadelphia Eagles under head coach Chip Kelly can score with the best of them. So if anybody has the Philadelphia Eagles offense or the Atlanta Falcons quarterback and Matt Ryan or one of his wide receivers and Roddy White or Julio Jones in this game, start them because you are going to get a ton of fantasy points in this one. But I'm going to take the Falcons at home by the score of 38-34. And finally, the Minnesota Vikings will travel to the site of Super Bowl 50 to take on the San Francisco 49ers. Now, this has been a tumultuous offseason for the 49ers. Jim Harbaugh is no longer their coach. He's been replaced by Jim Tomsula. You have a ton of retirements led by Patrick Willis and Justin Smith on this team. And it's not the same 49ers that we've been accustomed to seeing over the past few years. On the flip side, the Minnesota Vikings are happy to get Adrian Peterson back at running back, while Teddy Bridgewater is set to embark on his second year as Vikings quarterback. And he's only going to get better under Norv Turner, who is the Vikings offensive coordinator. I think Minnesota is going to win this game by the score of 27-17 as they look to become a contender this year in the NFC for a postseason spot. So, folks, those are my picks for week number one in the 2015 National Football League season. And I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning into the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, be sure to check out blogtalkradio.com/300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge tomorrow night at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. on the West Coast, as I will be recapping all of Sunday's action from week number one in the NFL. Now, if you're on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And if you're on Facebook, you can check out the page and like it at 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge. Once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care, have a wonderful weekend, and enjoy your week one of the NFL.